let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Exalted Quest is the newly released spiritual and transformational memoir of Kindred Light. In her book, Kindred shares personal stories of healing from trauma and grief and the powerful and practical tools and techniques that helped her take that higher path towards freedom and love. Kindred Light is a yogi, certified yoga teacher, currently serving full-time in business and finance at a spiritual community in Northern California. Prior to this, she held leadership positions as an MBA, CPA in nonprofit and corporate organizations for over two decades. She studied both Eastern and Western wisdom traditions from such texts as A Course in Miracles, The Untethered Soul, Autobiography of a Yogi, Radical Forgiveness, and the Bible. She's been in recovery from alcohol abuse and a toxic marriage for over a decade. Her life was transformed through a unique practice of mindfulness that harmonizes the intellectual realm of thought and the emotional realm of the heart. She has twin young adult children who are the source of her strength and inspiration. Kindred Light, author of Exalted Quest, You Have But One Quest to Live, Exalted, is our guest on This Week in America. Kindred, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be here.
Such an important topic as we're all dealing with issues now. We're looking to you, no pressure, but we're looking to you for guidance during the program today. Let's start with the inspiration for writing this book. You went through all types of issues yourself. Resolve those. You found what you were looking for and sharing it now with others. What was the inspiration in writing the book?
Well, my life was so transformed. The first half of my life was really drama, 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 trauma, 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 soap opera city. And I learned these really powerful ways to bring the spiritual teachings out of a book and out of God in the sky into my life and into my problems. And I started to see these really messy problems just melt away. As my heart opened, I received wisdom in how to deal with these problems. And so the second half of the book is my journey once I started to apply these practices and spiritual principles and the power and wisdom of and love. And then I had many more challenges as well. However, I dealt with them in a completely different way. And I healed, my family healed, my children went through rough times and came out brilliant and bright and powerful and successful. And I thought, this is something people need to hear. Everybody has problems that need this kind of healing.
Yes, and what you said was just so important there, that you continue to have issues in your life. It's just you dealt with them differently and able to handle those. So it's not like we're going to live a stress-free life for the rest of our life. It's how we handle the stresses, I believe, what you're telling us.
Yes.
The book is Exalted Quest. The book's available wherever books are sold. I'll give you Kindred's website here in just a second. You can get information and order the book there as well. Was there a particular moment when you knew that you were meant to write a book? Maybe this was happening to you for a reason.
Right. We had really started, my life started to settle down a bit, and my children were in high school. They're twins. And both of them kind of went into major depressive events. And one of them attempted suicide. And obviously, that really throws your entire world into kind of chaos. And it seemed to me that all of a sudden, the 1,000-piece puzzle of my life suddenly dumped out and was just swirling around me. I couldn't understand, how did I get here? What was the cause? What is the problem? And I went away for a weekend retreat, and I started writing. And I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. And sort of that was me putting together the 1,000-piece puzzle and looking at my life and what had happened and what I learned from it. And then I'd come to a harder lesson, and then I'd learn that and come to a harder lesson. And after the end of about 12 days, I had kind of written the whole first draft of Exalted Quest. And what I saw, I kind of stepped back and I saw this beautiful puzzle that had been put together, and it was perfect. It was divine. It was beautiful. It was like when you can turn the tapestry of your life over and see it from far away, like a premature life preview. I could see why everything had to happen in the order that it happened. And it changed how I dealt with the problems in the future, because I knew one day I'll see why this is, and I'll have learned the lesson, and it will make sense to me.
Exalted Quest is the name of the book. The website is very simple. It's exaltedquest.com. The book available wherever books are sold. If you go to our website, you can link on directly to Kindred's website and get information on her and on the book there as well. I mentioned in the beginning, boy, we're all going through difficult times trying to make sense of all of this. We've been bunkered down for months now. Why do you feel the message, your message, really is important now? It's always an important message, but right now, I think this message is very important for most all of us.
Right. All of our personal problems right now are magnified by the societal problems that we're facing. So we've seen addiction, abusive relationships, financial problems, health problems are all bigger now. And our current anxiety, depression, fear, anger get magnified. And these are the kinds of challenges that we have a hard time dealing with, frankly. They bring up past issues and we don't know how to deal with them. The beauty that I discovered was that we have both a higher self and a lower self. The higher self knows how to solve these problems. It knows our life purpose. It knows our life lesson. But the lower self does not know. And that's kind of the MBA, CPA, build a project plan, and that'll solve every problem.
Yes.
And that doesn't work. So the lower self gets overwhelmed. Right now, the pressure we're under, the lower self is very stressed, and it needs to learn how to kind of stand down and let the higher self come in and solve the problems, learn our lessons. That's what I share.
And you do it so well in the book, Exalted Quest. It's receiving excellent reviews. The title is interesting, Exalted Quest. You have but one quest to live, exalted. How did you come up with the title, and what should that mean? Why is it so meaningful for us?
Well, we all feel that we all know deep inside that we are to live a life that's filled with love and joy and passion and creativity, that we have unique gifts to give to humanity, to each other. And this is the quest. We are born into this quest. It's very real. We are to find those things. That is the grail that we seek. And the problem is that the lower self runs into problems, past traumas, too big of emotions, monkey kind of thinking, and that blocks us from our quest. So the point of the book is that each one of these challenges is the next stepping stone on our quest, kind of like a scavenger hunt, where first we have to solve this problem. And when we find the lesson, the pearl of insight in the problem, then we'll go on to the next challenge. And ultimately, this is how we exalt our quest and find the highest purpose for our life, the greatest love for ourselves and for those around us, and wisdom. We learn how to see things from the Creator's perspective. How does he see our life unfolding for the highest benefit of everyone?
And the nice thing is you are there with us as you read Exalted Quest. You take us on this journey. Let's talk about some examples, maybe practical moments, situations that one could apply lessons from the book Exalted Quest into our own lives without giving everything away in the book. Just give us a few examples of how we can take the lessons you learned and you have in the book Exalted Quest and put them in our lives.
Well, it all really, the secret to the book, I freely give it away, is that this wise one is there ready to help us all the time. And the lower one, he's very good at certain problems, but he's not very good at other problems. He can get overwhelmed with emotions. He can get bring past traumas into the current situation. So what we really need to learn is how to know when our Sir Ego, I call him, is overwhelmed and when he needs to stand down. So say you're having a relationship problem and Sir Ego just knows he's right. And with the other person, it may be truly wrong what they're doing. However, pointing that out to them doesn't seem to help them get over whatever they're stuck on. Right. So this is a moment for the wise one to come in with love and compassion and acceptance and understanding. And the wise one knows how to work with the other person for a higher outcome. He's more effective in relationship problems.
How difficult is it to learn to listen to the wise one and to fall back on the wise one and to follow what we're being told, being led, where we're being led?
Well, you know, we do it all day long. We go back and forth between the wise one and Sir Ego, and it's usually effortless. When we're in inspiration, in our passion, in love, in creativity, we're in the wise one. And when we're doing our MBA, CPA project plan, we're in Sir Ego, and that's working really well most of the time. It's when Sir Ego gets overwhelmed and runs into a blockage that he has from the past, his emotions get overwhelmed. That's when we have to teach the ego it's time to stand down. This is what I think of as faith. We have to tell Sir Ego, the wise one has a higher path. Stand down and have patience and let the wise one take over. It's actually the hardest part.
The book is Exalted Quest. The author is Kindred Light. The book's available at Kindred's website, exaltedquest.com. The usual places as well, information on our website. Let's talk about living with faith. And to get there, we need to really overcome fear. How do we do that? And it seems like such a universal problem, especially during these times.
Well, I think two things. I think, first of all, it's important to realize what we're being asked to have faith in is not some distant, remote, faraway judge in the sky. What we're being asked to have faith in is our own soul, our own higher self. And it's a lot easier, I think, when you come to realize that that's a part of your being that knows how to solve this problem. And then I think it's practice, practice, practice. Sir Ego is just doesn't want to give up some of his power, some of his very false sense of control. So we start with little things where Sir Ego might just be irritated with someone. And he's willing to say, okay, I'll give this a try. Maybe the wise one's out there. So I am not going to respond until I calm down. We try it. And lo and behold, the wise one shows up and says, just the right thing, just the right time, just the right attitude and body language. And Sir Ego says, oh, that worked out better than it usually does. So next time he's more willing to try it again. And we build up until we can face the really biggest problems in our life. And Sir Ego has enough faith in the wise one to allow him to take over.
Fascinating conversation going by so quickly. So much great information here and in the book, Exalted Quest. Who would you say the book is going to best be able to serve? Who do you see this book really answering some questions and doing it in a very positive way?
Well, I think people that have had past traumas or have really big emotional difficulties, habits, hurts, hang-ups, anything where Sir Ego has really gotten kind of into trouble. These are the people that can benefit because they'll be motivated. They want to get better. They want to heal. They want to live a higher life. And they know that it's possible. They just are stuck and don't know how to find that higher self.
It's unfair to ask this with just a few minutes left in the program, but I'd like you just to capsulize the spiritual journey that you began, how you began that journey, and when you saw a transition, maybe change occurring. Talk about that process.
Well, my spiritual journey kind of began in earnest when my mother died when I was 26, and I was quite close to her and quite traumatized. But for a long time, for many years, I kind of kept it as an intellectual pursuit. I read a lot and I studied a lot, but I didn't actually apply it to my life. But after an abusive marriage and an alcohol addiction, and I kind of found myself in jail after a few too many DUIs, and I realized all that spiritual stuff I had learned, that had to be the answer. It had to be the way out because Sir Ego knew no way out of the problems I was in. And so that was when I really said, I have to learn to understand forgiveness. I have to learn to understand how to have faith where I currently now have fear. That was the moment.
What does it mean to be sharing this message with so many people, the audience out there, the book that's doing well all across the country, impacting lives of people you'll probably never come across, but you are having an influence on them. What's it like to be sharing this story and doing it to help other people?
You know, part of the process, I call it open heart good, closed heart bad, is to keep opening your heart even when it hurts, even when you don't want to feel it, when there's a trauma in there, because you can overcome it. And as you open your heart, you learn to have great compassion and forgiveness and self-love. And you learn to have the same compassion and forgiveness and love for everyone. So when you feel something that you know can help them, that's what you want to share. You want to be able to see other people have the same kind of transformation and healing in their lives.
How can people follow you? We've got the website. It's exaltedquest.com. We'll have that up on our website. But you're on Instagram and Facebook and all of the other. How can people follow you there and get more information?
Yes. In fact, if you look at my website or Facebook or Instagram, you'll see that I recently did a 45-minute workshop that could be very informational if you're interested in these concepts, where I kind of go over I call it 5 steps to freedom, the steps that I would go through each time to help me get from Sir Ego to the Wise One. And I strongly encourage everyone to check that out if you're interested, because it's really powerful stuff.
What is your vision for the book? And I ask that with a minute or so left in the program, but you talk about the workshops. How will you be expanding on this message and maybe working on another book?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. This 5 steps to freedom concept just came to me a couple weeks ago. I'd been trying for a long time to think how to kind of encapsulate what I've learned into something I could teach others. And I think I've kind of hit on the simple process. It's hard to execute, but simple to understand, where anyone can learn how to contact their higher self, their wise one, and get Sir Ego to kind of follow along better. So I do plan to put more workshops on my website.
You said as you were going through this transformational process, as your mind was quiet, became quieter, you've been more receptive and creative. Is that part of what you think when you sort of slowed things down and all of a sudden it sounds like you've got all of these ideas to help people? That's when it took off, right? When things started to quiet down.
Right. That higher self has a great passion for us and for our unique purpose in this world. But as long as Sir Ego's being too loud and got us chasing our tails, we can't hear that. But once we start giving, every single time we choose the wise one over Sir Ego, we give more energy to the higher self and less energy to the ego. And as soon as we start tuning into the divine more and more, the divine shows up with power and wisdom and our life purpose and life lessons.
Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. So much good information, so much more available through Kendra's website, through her book. It's Exalted Quest, the name of the book. You have but one quest to live. Exalted, the book available at her website, exaltedquest.com. Other information there as well. Book, of course, available wherever books are sold. You can Google her and follow her on other social media platforms as well. Kendra, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this and to help all of us sort of go through this transformational period in our lives here. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
It has been a pleasure having you with us. Kindred Light, Exalted Quest. You have but one quest to live. Exalted. You'll find it at our website, exaltedquest.com. Of course, more information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.